This is an interview with Albert Alkali in Brookline, Massachusetts, January 17th, 1979. Robert Brown, the interviewer. I'd like to begin by asking you about your childhood and your family. Can you talk about some of your earlier memories, things that you think were significant for your future in your early years?
Well, I was... Let me start from the point when I came to this world. I was born in France, in Paris, during the First World War, in 1917. And Paris at that time was bombarded by the first big gun that was called Grosse Bertha, that they were shooting from Germany straight into Paris. And was shooting every hour. And during the daytime, I was mostly in the shelter. And during the nighttime, I was always brought by my mother to the shelter at night. A significant thing that it's interesting is that when my mother was in the hospital as being pregnant, waiting for the delivery, she had a desire, like pregnant women have a lot of desires, of strange desires. She had a desire to get a pad and a pencil and to draw. And she did draw all hospital nurses and all doctors very beautifully. And after that, I was born. She never drew. She never drew after that at all. And it's a very interesting thing. We had that pad for a long time at home. And, well, it disappeared somewhere.
Yes. Had she been an artist or had something?
No, she never was an artist. She never drew before. My mother was coming from a very poor family. Had to go to work when she was 12 years old already to support half of the family because she lost the mother. So she was quite a mother to the small kids. And
where was she from?
She's from Belgrade. She was born in Belgrade, Yugoslavia.
And your father too, right?
And my father was born near Belgrade.
Yes.
But they're both from Yugoslavia. And they moved to France during the war because that was Serbia before. It was occupied by the Austrians. And my father worked for the French bank. So as the government moved to France, so also the most important institutions moved to France too, and they stay all the way till the end of the war, and then after they came back. So by 1920, I think, I came back to Belgrade, and my father resumed his job in the bank, and I knew only French in that time, and I went immediately to the streets with little kids and shift back immediately to speak Serbian. Yeah.
What was your early childhood like, do you recall?
Well, I have been mostly taken care of. I was going always with my parents and so when I was very young, going to school and playing with kids, being a gang leader sometimes, and like all kids playing around on the street, mostly on the street, and until I was about, and I became a Boy Scout. I was a Boy Scout and learned all the tricks that are very important in childhood. Writing Indian language and throwing tomahawk and building fires and so on.
You like that?
I love that. I just love that very much. And when I was 10 already, I became this whole group of scouts, of Boy Scouts, somehow they were Jewish. We